I'd like to start with a mental exercise
this afternoon.
Who is the happiest, most joyful person you know? Think about that.
想一想你所认识的人里面谁是最快乐最喜乐的。
Now this isn't a phony person with a fake smile. This is a real joyful person.
我们说的不是那种看起来假惺惺的那种喜乐，而是真正的发自内心的喜乐。
They're grateful for their life. They're confident in God. They have hope for the future.
他们特别的对自己的生活很感恩，对神也很感恩，对未来充满了希望。
They're the kind of person that brings life and energy to you.
他们是那种每到一个地方就能够带来活力和能量的人。
Here's an alternate question.
还有一个问题。
Who is the most unhappy, most joy-challenged person you know?
谁是你认识的最不开心、最愁眉苦脸的？
This person is negative and bitter and they complain a lot.
这个人他特别的负面，经常的抱怨。
I said, think about them. Don't look at them or hit them.
我就说你想想就行了，不用去看他，也不用去指他。
But here's the question. I have a scenario I want you to think through.
你们再想象一下。
There is a TV show called Survivor where you get stranded on a desert island.
电视上有一个真人的节目叫做幸存者。
If you got stranded on a desert island, who would you like to have on the island with you?
如果你像这些幸存者一样被关在一个无人的小岛上，你想跟什么样的人一起在这个岛上生活呢？
The joyful person?
这个非常喜乐的人？
Or the joy challenged person?
还是那个没有喜乐的人？
We would all pick the joyful person.
我们都会选择跟那个很喜乐的人一起。
I mean, we could hardly get enough of them. We would just love to spend a week or a month with them on that island.
我们跟这样的人在一起，在那个岛上生活几个月都不会觉得苦闷。
But dream with me just for a second.
我们一起再来想象一下。
What if we could teach people how to be joyful all the time?
我们能不能教导教别人怎么样去喜乐呢？让他随时都很喜乐。
That we could get a group of people to know and celebrate this joy.
如果我们能教他们，我们就可以找一群人，然后呢，都教给他们学习喜乐。
What impact would that joyful group have on a community?
如果我们能有这样一群人的话，那么对我们所处的这个环境将有多么大的影响？
Well, you know, that group exists.
你知不知道那样一群人确实存在？
It's called the church.
就被称作教会。
It's called the body of Christ.
就被称作耶稣基督的身体。
And as Christ's followers, we are joyful people.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们就是这样喜乐的人。
And we have a joyful community.
我们有这样一个喜乐的群体。
That would impact everything going on right now in our communities.
这样子我们就能影响我们身处的这些人。
See, many times now when people say, well, what do you think about a Christian?
很多时候当人们说到基督徒。
The words that they will tell us, well, Christians are judgmental.
他们想到的都是那些经常论断别人的人。
Christians, they're prideful.
基督徒都是很骄傲的。
But what if we asked them that question after a period of time and they said, you know what? The Christians I know, they're the most joyful people I've ever met.
如果人们可以说，哎呀，基督徒是我见过的最喜乐的人。
That's my goal today.
那就是我今天的目的。
Is to have you become part of that joyful community.
帮助你成为那群喜乐的人。
Now we have to clear up some misconceptions, first of all.
首先我们要先要把一些以前的一些不好的一些想法去改变一下。
This is not a picture of me.
这个不是我的画像。
This is a third century picture of the Apostle Paul.
这个是第三世纪人们为使徒保罗画的一幅画。
Now I don't know if you can see it from where you are, but it looks like he's sticking his tongue out. Can you see that?
好像他特别不高兴在撅着嘴。
And he's certainly not smiling. He's frowning. He looks like he's really angry at somebody.
而且他 面上没有笑容，好像很生气。
Maybe he's angry at the Caesar or the Senate for passing some law he didn't like.
也许他正在生凯撒的气。
And then he's carrying around this heavy book in his hand.
而且他手里还拿着这本大书。
That would make me unhappy if I had to carry that for 24 hours a day.
如果一个人拿这么沉的一本书，整天也是够不开心的。
But that's the picture that the world has of Christians.
但是这个就是在世人眼中基督徒的形象。
We're frowning.
我们整天都皱着眉头。
We're unhappy.
我们不开心。
It's like we're in pain all the time.
好像我们每天都在受苦。
I mean, they look at us and they think maybe Christians wear tight underwear and they're always in agony.
那人们看到我们就觉得我们可能穿的那个内裤号码不对，所以我们整天都不舒服。
That picture could be no further from the truth.
这幅图画一点都不真实。
The Apostle Paul was a joyful man.
使徒保罗是一个非常喜乐的人。
He went to the city of Philippi in 50 AD.
他在公元五十年到达了腓立比。
And he was out preaching in the streets.
他在那个地方街上传道。
And he was arrested unjustly.
他被人家抓起来投入监牢。
They had a trial for him, but the trial was rigged.
那些人虽然给他有审判，但是审判一点都不公正。
He was found guilty and stripped of his clothes, and it says he was severely beaten.
他被判为有罪，他的衣服被抢走，而且他被打得遍体鳞伤。
Which means they ripped his back apart by hitting him numerous times.
他们用一个鞭子在他的身上抽了很多次，几乎把他的背给他抽成两半了。
Then he was thrown into prison.
然后他就被投入监狱。
A rat-infested, rotten prison.
是一个跑着老鼠的非常肮脏恶臭的地方。
So what do you think the Apostle Paul did at 12 midnight that night?
但是你想一想，保罗在那样一个境地里面，他晚上做什么呢？
He was singing and praying.
他就一边唱歌一边祷告。
He was singing praise songs to his God.
他对着他的神唱赞美的歌曲。
He wasn't sticking his tongue out.
他也没有撅着嘴。
He was worshiping God, filled with joy in the middle of that rat-infested, smelly prison.
他在那个恶臭的跑着老鼠的监牢里面，是满怀感恩的赞美敬拜神。
So this sermon is going to have us take a journey.
所以今天的讲道就带大家去走上一段路。
From the joy challenge category.
从那个不喜乐的地方。
To the joyful category.
到喜乐的地方。
How do you move from here to here?
你怎么从一个地方到另一个地方？
Our church is reading through the Bible, and this week we just happened to read the whole book of Philippians.
我们教会正在读经，正好这一周读的是腓立比书。
The word joy and rejoice is mentioned 14 times in this four-chapter book.
在这个短短的只有四章的小书里面，喜乐这个词提到了十四次。
So there are many steps that Paul takes. We only have time to take three of them today.
保罗在这里面讲到了很多事情，我们只能简短的看三件事。
So the first step that we're going to take on this journey from joy challenge to joyful is you have to know your identity.
我们在这个通往喜乐的旅程，第一步，第一站就是要明白自己是谁，明白自己的身份。
Who are you?
你是谁？
Who are you back there?
你是谁？
Who are you over here? Who are you? Who are you, Chris? Sounds like a simple question, right?
好像很简单的问题。
If you ask me who I am,
如果你问我我是谁？
I'd say I'm Scott Taylor.
我会告诉你我是 Scott Taylor.
But that's my name.
那是我的名字。
Well, I'd say, you know, well, I'm a pastor.
我也会说我是一个牧师。
No, that's my vocation.
那是我的职业。
Well, I'm an American.
我是美国人。
No, that's where I live.
那是你居住的地方。
I'm an evangelical.
我是福音派。
No, that's my denomination.
那只不过是我的教派。
I'm 6'2", 209, slightly balding.
我六尺二寸，二百多磅。
Well, maybe more than slightly balding, all right?
二百多磅，有点谢顶。
Well, that's just a physical description of who I am.
那只不过是我的一个外貌。
The only way that I know who I am is being in a relationship with the everlasting God.
我能知道我是谁的唯一途径就是跟永恒的神有一个关系。
The eternal God will give me my identity.
永生的神会给我我的身份。
You will never have joy in your life until you know who you are.
如果你不知道你是谁，你在生命中是不会有喜乐的。
Identity precedes joy.
你的身份解决了，你才有喜乐。
So it says in Philippians chapter 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus.
所以腓立比书一开始讲到基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
If you were to ask the Apostle Paul, who are you? What would he say?
如果你问使徒保罗你是谁，他会说什么？
I am a servant of Jesus Christ.
他会说我是基督耶稣的仆人。
And when he mentions that word, that's the word doulos. It actually means slave.
仆人在这里面他用了一个词，其实是说奴隶的。
When he mentions that word, that is a scandalous word in his culture.
如果提到这个词，这简直就是耸人听闻的一个词。
See, the city of Philippi was a city that was part of the Roman colonies.
腓立比当时是罗马帝国的一个属地。
Historians say that it was the most status-conscious, status-obsessed society in the ancient world.
历史学家发现那个地方是当时最注重身份地位的一个地方。
People in this city were constantly trying to climb the ladder because they thought the higher they would go, they would find joy.
住在那个地方的人就一门心思的想出人头地，因为在那个时候的背景下，你爬得越高，你地位越高，越受人尊敬。
The culture said, if you want to find joy, you have to be honored, you have to have status, and you have to have stuff.
那个时候人们认为想要得到喜乐必须有身份有地位。
And here's the Apostle Paul saying, I'm a servant.
但是保罗他怎么说？
Let me unpack what that meant to the culture.
当保罗说他是仆人的时候他是什么意思？
That meant a servant had no rights.
这意味着他没有任何的权利。
No freedom.
没有自由。
They couldn't defend themselves in court.
他无法在法庭上为自己辩解。
They couldn't even give testimony in a court.
甚至不能在法庭上作证。
They couldn't be citizens.
他们不能成为公民。
They couldn't join the military.
不能参军。
They couldn't own property.
不能有自己的财产。
There is no religion in the world where a person would say, I am a servant of my God.
在世上没有一个宗教，他的信徒会说我是我的神的仆人。
It's only found in Christianity.
只有在基督教里面。
It's interesting that Paul was following the example of Jesus.
有趣的是，保罗他正是跟随了耶稣的这个榜样。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
你的态度也应该跟我们主耶稣基督一样。
Who being in very nature God, that means out of the same qualities of God, Jesus possesses.
他虽然是神。
Yet he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped.
但是他不认为自己与神同等是强夺的。
Jesus didn't hold on to his position and all the honor that he had as God.
耶稣没有紧紧抓住他作为神的这个地位不放。
But he made himself nothing.
他把自己虚己。
Taking the very nature of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
What Paul is saying when he calls himself a servant, he is saying, I am no longer living for myself.
当保罗称自己为仆人的时候，他的意思就是说，我从此以后不再为自己而活。
It's not about my agenda. It's not about my comfort.
生活不是为了我自己的舒适。
No, the aim of my life now is to please Jesus Christ.
我现在的目标是去让神喜乐。
The goal of my life is to live for Jesus.
我生命的目标就是去取悦耶稣。
Here's the paradox about joy.
关于喜乐有一个悖论。
If you make it the goal of your life to get happiness, you'll never get it. You'll never find it.
如果你生活的目标是要为了要快乐的话，你永远也得不到快乐。
But if you make it the goal of your life to serve Jesus and people, you'll find joy.
但是如果你生存的目标是为了服侍神、服侍人，你就会得到喜乐。
Joy actually comes when we practice kindness and generosity.
当我们与人为善、慷慨大方的时候，我们自然就有了喜乐。
Joy doesn't come when people serve me, but when I serve people.
当别人为我服务的时候，我没有喜乐；但是当我为别人服务的时候，我就有了喜乐。
So who are you?
所以你是谁？
If you're in this category and you are joy challenged, you're living for yourself.
如果你属于没有喜乐的人，八成你是为自己而活。
But if you have the courage today, say, I am a servant of Jesus Christ, you can walk out of here today on the pathway of joy.
如果你今天走出去的时候，可以意识到你是为了主耶稣基督而活，你是他的仆人，那么你就走在一条通往喜乐的途径上。
So I'm going to give you some homework.
所以今天给大家留一个作业。
Every day this week,
这周每一天，
do one act of kindness.
做一件好事，为别人做一件好事。
And don't announce it.
不用讲出来。
I am a servant of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to do an act of kindness.
我是耶稣的仆人，我要来给你做一件好事。
Just quietly go alongside, start at your home, and serve people in your home.
你就安安静静的从你家人开始，为他们做一些好事。
And maybe for the students that are here in school, serve somebody in the school.
也许是从你这个身边的学校开始，到学校去帮助一些人。
And if you really want a challenge, go to someone that doesn't like you and serve them.
你要真想迎接挑战，去找一个不喜欢的你的人，去为他服务。
Joy is found through our identity as servants of Jesus Christ.
当我们认清自己是主耶稣的仆人的时候，这个身份就给了我们喜乐。
The second step on this journey from joy challenge to joy is to be grateful for people.
第二个通往喜乐的途径，第二个要做的就是为身边的人感恩。
Do you want to read verses 3-5?
我们读一下腓立比书3-5节。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，尝试欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Joy comes when I invest most deeply in what matters most.
当我把时间精力都花在最重要的事情上的时候，我就非常的喜乐。
Do you know what matters to God most out of anything in the universe?
你知不知道在宇宙万物当中？对神而讲，在神眼里最看重的是什么？
People.
是人。
People matter to God.
人在神眼里很重要。
God's done everything to reach people to reconcile them back to himself.
神为了让人能够跟他和好，做了很多事情，不惜一切代价。
And Paul also invested in people.
所以保罗也花时间精力在人身上。
He was filled with all kinds of great memories as he thought back to his time in Philippi.
当他回想到自己在腓立比的经历的时候，内心充满了感恩。
He goes, "Oh yeah, I remember when we're over there and we're doing this." He had great memories of being with these folks.
他经常提到说，哎呀，我在那里的时候，我们一起传福音是多么的美好。
No one can have unhappy relationships and have a joyful life.
没有人能够有喜乐。没有人就是一个没有好的人际关系的人，他不会有喜乐。
And nobody has great relationships without having joy.
有一个非常好人际关系的人，他不可能不喜乐。
Joy is about people.
喜乐是关于人的。
A study was done in the Journal of Socioeconomics.
在一个社会经济学的杂志上，曾经刊登了一个研究。
And they are actually trying to discover with this group of people here that are joyful and happy, how much do economics play in this group?
他们研究了一群人想发现经济对他们的喜乐的程度到底有多大的影响。
And what they found out is that economics have very little to do with the joy in a person's life.
他们反倒发现经济情况对一个人的喜乐状况没有什么关系。
There are poor people, middle class people, upper class people, and they all had joy.
有穷人，有中产阶级，上层人，他们还都有喜乐。
Now this is a secular study.
这个是个非宗教的研究。
And what they found, though, is that if you would raise the level of your relationships with people and get more friends, that has a tremendous benefit for your life.
他们研究竟然发现，如果一个人跟旁边的人关系处得很好，有很多朋友的话，那他们就非常的喜乐。
In fact, they came to this conclusion.
所以他们就达成了一个结论。
They say if you would have a great deep friendship, that is worth equivalent of $100,000 in your life.
他们就说，你每有一个很好的朋友，就等于你有一万块钱，也是个十万，一万块钱。
$100,000 of satisfaction for having a friend.
就是有一个朋友，就好比你有好多钱那样。
Now I'll give you a very simple application of that.
那就再给大家直观的解释一下。
If after the service, you come and give me $80,000, I will be your friend.
这个讲到完了以后，你来给我八万块钱，我就可以作为你的朋友。
And then you can still have $20,000 yourself.
这样子你还赚了两万。
I'm joking.
我在开玩笑。
But reflect on Paul's life.
那么到保罗的生命当中。
Financially, he was poor.
论钱财，他是一贫如洗。
Relationally, he was filthy rich.
但是讲到与人的关系，他是富得流油。
And you'll notice that he says in this passage, I thank my God every time.
他在这里面就讲，我感谢我的神，每逢想念你们的时候。
Joy challenged people are not thankful.
不喜乐的人，他们不会感恩。
They're not grateful for things in life.
他们对生命中的事情一点都不感恩。
Do you think the people at Philippi had any shortcomings and some idiosyncrasies and some blind spots in their lives?
你们认为菲利比那边的人没有什么缺点吗？
Of course they did. Every one of us is broken.
当然了，因为我每个人都是破碎的。
But Paul didn't focus on those. He focused not on the thorns, but on the rose and how beautiful the person was.
但是保罗没有注意他们的缺点。他在这些带刺的玫瑰上面，他看到的是玫瑰而不是刺。
How many of us, if we were writing this verse, would say, I thank every time I remember you, I complain to God.
我们如果写同样一封信的时候，如果我们够诚实，我们写出来的就会是每逢想念你们，我就跟神去抱怨。
I think that's naturally what we do. We don't thank God. We complain to God about people.
这就是我们经常做的。我们不向神感恩我们身边的人，而是去抱怨我们身边的人。
But if you want to move from here to here, you have to change the complaints to thanksgiving.
如果你想从不喜乐到达喜乐，你一定要把抱怨改换成感恩。
There was a writer. His name is Sean Aker.
有一个作家叫 Sean Aker,
and he was talking to a tax auditor who was very depressed.
他认识一个审计员，这个审计员非常非常的忧郁不开心。
And while this tax auditor was talking about his depression, he said that he had an Excel spreadsheet on his wife.
他这个审计员提到，他特意有一个电脑上有一个文件，里面存的都是他老婆犯过的错误。
He had made an Excel spreadsheet of 6 months of mistakes that she had made.
他有一个这个报表，上面列的都是他老婆在过去六个月里面犯的种种错误。
Now imagine his wife, or probably his ex-wife,
你们想象一下
when she found out that there's an Excel spreadsheet on her mistakes.
想象一下他老婆，可能现在已经是他前妻了，发现他竟然有这么一份文件的时候。
A lot of us don't do the Excel spreadsheet, but where do we keep the facts about people's mistakes?
我们中间很多人虽然没有在电脑里存这样一份文件，但是在我们的脑子里有这样一份文件。
We got a list right up here.
我们就脑子里面就记载了这些。
And people in this category with a list up here or on an Excel spreadsheet will never find joy.
没有喜乐的人，因为他们在存着这么一份文件，永远也找不到喜乐。
The Apostle Paul says this in his letter to the Corinthians. He said, "Love keeps no record of wrong."
保罗也曾经说过，爱是不计算人的恶。
So what I want you to do, I'm giving you your second homework assignment.
所以今天再给大家留一个作业。
And what I want you to do is a gratitude audit.
我们要做的就是审计我们的感恩。
Look into people's lives and find something that you can say, you know what, I want to thank you for that.
你们想想每一个人，想一想你在什么事上要感谢他的。
I'm really grateful that you, this is who you are, this is what you've done.
你应该很感谢这个人，因为就是他，就是因为他做的某些事情。
So every day, we're going to first of all do an act of kindness.
所以每天第一要做一件好事。
But second of all, we're going to say thank you every day to someone around us.
第二就是对我们身边的某一些人，对他们说谢谢。
And that word of thanks will not only change the person we talk to, but it's going to change us.
这样说的话，不仅仅能改变我们讲话的对象，也能改变我们自己。
It's going to move us from here to here.
能把我们从不感恩、不喜乐带到感恩和喜乐。
All right, one more step that we're going to take in this journey.
在这个旅途上还有一件事情要做。
And that is we're going to choose to live above external circumstances.
我们要选择性的选择去超越我们的环境。
Could you read 12 through 14?
我们来读12到14节。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
Paul's circumstances are anything but ideal.
保罗所处的环境是极其不理想的。
He's in chains.
他被套着捆锁。
He's been waiting 2 years to have a trial.
他等了两年也没有等到对他的审判。
I mean, he's lost 2 years of his life.
他白白损失了生命中的两年。
No birthday parties.
没有庆生的会。
No vacations.
没有假期。
No Chinese celebrations.
没有中国的这些节日庆祝。
And yet there's not even a hint of him being resentful or angry about this.
但是他写的信里面没有一丝半点的苦读和怨恨。
In our house, when somebody speaks like a victim, we just do this. We don't even say. We just put a V like this.
在我家，如果有人开始抱怨的时候，我们都不说什么，就把一个 V 放在头顶上。
Paul's not acting like a victim.
保罗他没有把自己当做一个受害者。
Most of us, if we will acknowledge this, if you be honest with me for a second.
我们所有的人，如果你诚实的话。
Live life like this.
我们的生活是这样的。
If our circumstances are pleasant,
如果我们的环境很好，
our joy increases.
我们的喜乐就增加。
If our circumstances are worse,
如果我们的环境变糟，
our joy goes downhill.
我们的喜乐就没有了。
Anyone identify with that?
有没有人是这样子？
What Paul is saying,
保罗告诉我们的是
is your circumstances can be going down,
你的环境可以很糟
yet your joy can be going up.
但是你的喜乐还是可以很好。
How can that happen?
为什么呢？
Well, one thing is you need to have a positive mindset. There's a negative mindset and there's a positive mindset.
你们应该有一个非常正面积极的这个想法，有一种负面想法，还有正面的想法。
I know this because I fight with this myself.
我知道，是因为我自己也有很多的征战。
A negative mindset says this.
一个负面的头脑会想
，Why me? Why this? Why now?
为什么轮到我？为什么会这样？为什么现在
？Where are you, God? I thought you were supposed to protect me.
神，你在哪？你怎么不保护我
？If only I hadn't done that.
只要我还如果我没有做那件事多好。
I'll never be happy.
我可能一辈子都不会开心了。
Life is hopeless. I can go on and on. I've rehearsed them all.
生活没有什么指望，这样就无穷无尽都是这种话。
That is a negative mindset.
那就是一个非常负面的头脑。
This is a positive mindset.
那么正面的思想是什么样呢
？Since I am in Christ.I have everything that I need for joy right now.
因为我已经是基督耶稣里的人，我有一切的平安喜乐的确据。
I believe that God is working something good out in every one of my circumstances.
我相信神利用我身上一切的处境来为我做一些好的事情。
I wonder what God's trying to teach me through this difficulty.
我想知道通过这个困难，神到底想让我学什么功课呢
？Even though I can't change my circumstances, I'm going to choose joy.
虽然我不能改变环境，但是我可以选择喜乐。
Now this was demonstrated in the Apostle Paul. You'll notice that it says that even though he was in bad circumstances, this has advanced the gospel.
这就是保罗在这里说的。虽然他的处境很险恶，但是他能兴旺福音。
That word advance, that is a group of people that were engineers that would go in front of the army as they went into new territory.
保罗这里面用了一个词，就是指的是当时打仗的时候，有一堆人，他们走在队伍的最前面。
So this is what the Apostle Paul was thinking.
这个就是保罗所指的。
I wonder who's going to reach the secret service for Jesus Christ.
他可能想，哦，谁可以去接近那些御营的那些个军人呢
？Who's going to take the gospel right into the upper echelons of our government? I can't get in there myself.
谁能把福音传到政府的那些高层人员里面呢
？So he believed that God put him in prison.So that he would be chained to two of these guards that would be in his prison one moment and in the White House the next moment.
他知道，他深信，因为他在监狱里缘故，他可以每天花时间，如果有这些人来看守他，这些人两个小时在他身边，剩下的时间就出去到一些军政要地去了。
So rather than complaining, he's saying, this is fantastic. I get to witness...to the upper echelon of the secret service.
所以他很激动，他想，哎，这些人都是一些个高大上的这些人，他们来看押我两个小时，他们就走了。
See, most people think that joy is a location.
大多数人都认为喜乐是身处的一个地方。
If I could just live in California or Arizona.I'd be happy.
如果我现在能在加利福尼亚或者在亚利桑那州，会多么好！我会很开心的。
If I could just have a big house with 16 bathrooms, wow, I'd be happy.
如果我能有住在一个16个厕所的大豪宅里面，我会多么开心啊
！If I could just drive a fast car, you know, a red car, then I'll be happy.
如果我能开一辆好车，一辆红色的跑车，会多么开心啊！
But joy is not a location.
但是喜乐不是一个地方。
This is what it says in verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi.
这就是腓立比书第一章第一节说，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
Do you see the two locations there?
写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事你们看到这里面讲到的地点是什么
One is the Philippi
一个地点是腓立比。
But the second location is in Jesus.
第二个地点是在基督耶稣里。
People that are in this category over here, joy challenged, are always focusing on the earthly location.
在那边没有喜乐的那一部分的人，他们所注重的是世上的这种地理的地方。
But joyful people are focused on their spiritual location in Christ.
但是喜乐的人，他们注意的是他们属灵里的一个地方，就是在基督耶稣里。
The solution to rising above your circumstances is to be in a relationship with the risen Jesus Christ.
那么你超出你的环境，找到喜乐的诀窍，就是你在基督耶稣里。
It's not where you are, it's whose you are.
重要的不是你在哪里，而是你属于谁。
It's not what you have, but who has you.
不是你有什么，而是谁拥有你。
When you are in Jesus Christ, in a relationship with Him, you have everything that you need for life and joy and peace on this earth.
当你在耶稣基督里的时候，你就拥有在这世上生活所需要的一切平安喜乐。
To be in Jesus means that Jesus is in us.
在基督耶稣里意味着
基督在我们里面，
他跟我们在一起。
That he is by our side.
他站在我们身边。
That he's walking through the storms with us.
他跟我们一起经历风暴。
That he hears every nasty word and rumor that's spoken about us.
他也知道，人们讲的关于我们的一切的坏话。
That he is giving us strength so that we can endure.
他给我们力量，让我们能够经历，能够忍受。
That he's giving us hope for the future.
他给我们未来的盼望。
That he's covering our back.
他保护我们。
That he is fighting for us in the midst of the battle.
他在这个战争中替我们征战。
I don't know where you are today on the spectrum of joy challenged or joyful. I don't know where you are. You know where you are.
我不知道你们到底是有没有喜乐，你们自己清楚。
But the good news is this.
但是好消息就是。
That God, the God of joy, sent His Son to this planet.
我们的喜乐的神把他的独生爱子送到这个世上。
And Jesus became the man of sorrows.
耶稣为我们担当了忧患。
And He was hung on a cross.
他被钉死在十字架上。
And they put Him in a tomb.
人们把他埋进坟墓。
And they put a stone in front of that tomb to keep Him in.
人们在坟墓门口，堵了一块大石头。
But on Easter morning, he blasted that tomb away.
And
the stone.
但是在复活日的当天，这个石头被挪开了。
And he said to an unhappy, dark world, he said, "I'm going to give you something to smile about."
他对一个非常凄惨的、冷酷的世界说：“我给你们一些值得高兴的东西。”
And he gave us a risen.Jesus, who now is our closest friend.
他给了我们一个复活的主耶稣基督。耶稣基督是我们最亲密的朋友。
That is our joy.
那就是我们的喜乐。
There was a comedian.
有一个喜剧的专家。
This comedian came up with how to choose the right denomination for your location.
他告诉大家怎么样选一个教派。
And why don't you just read the list the best you can and translate it? Okay, okay, here it is. No, Episcopalians do not handle snakes.
他说，这个，圣公会的会员他们不用去耍蛇。
They can believe in dinosaurs.
他们可以相信，恐龙的存在。
Male and female, he created them and he ordained them.
因为神造男造女，所以神我们也可以按例男牧师、女牧师。
You don't have to check your brains at the door.
你进门之前不用检查你的脑袋。
You can do pew aerobics.
你在教堂里面也可以做健身操。
The church is color coded.
每个教堂都是用颜色区分的。
There's free wine on Sunday.
主日有免费的葡萄酒。
All the pageantry without the guilt.
你们可以非常铺张而不感到罪恶。
You don't have to know how to swim to get baptized.
你们不用学游泳也可以浸礼，你受浸。
And no matter what you believe, there's bound to be at least one other Episcopalian who agrees with you.
不论你相信的是什么，至少有另外一个公会会员会同意你的观点。
Do you know who wrote that list?
你们知道是谁写的这个吗？
Robin Williams.
是罗宾·威廉斯。
Robin Williams committed suicide just a few weeks ago.
他前几周自杀了。
By the world's standard, he had it all.
按照世人的标准，他什么都有了。
He was famous.
他有名，他非常有名。
He was on television, movies.
他整天上电视拍电影。
He had the house with the 16 bathrooms.
他有一个16个厕所的大房子。
He had cars.
有好的车。
And he was funny.
而且他特别的搞笑。
That guy was hysterical.
非常的滑稽。
But inside,
但是内心深处
he had no joy.
他没有喜乐。
He fooled everybody.
他骗了每个人。
Who are you fooling today?
那你今天在骗谁？
Some of you in this room, you're doing great, and we rejoice with you. We thank the Lord that you're doing great.
我们当中有些人是很开心的，我们感谢神。
But some of you are really struggling.
但是有很多人。是很挣扎的。
And what I want to do today is to point you to Jesus Christ.
所以今天我就想领你到耶稣面前。
With Jesus, whatever the struggle is, you can make it through.
跟耶稣一起，不论你身处什么样的挣扎，你都能够挺过去。
Can I pray for you?
我们为你祷告。
Lord, I thank you for these brothers and sisters in this room.
主啊，我们为在座的弟兄姐妹向你献上感谢的祷告。
And some of them are doing great, and we rejoice with them today.
有些人很开心，我们感谢你。
We just say thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing them.
我们说，主啊，感谢你，感谢你赐福给我们。
But there are other people here that are facing great difficulties.
但是另外有一些人，他们面临了很大的困难。
Maybe it'sLoss of health, Lord, or death, or broken relationships.
有的是身体健康的问题，有的是和别人相处的问题。
But Lord, our hope is in you.
但是主啊，我们的希望在你。
Lord, we pray for your power to lift them up and to hold them up as they go through these storms.
主啊，求你亲自举起他们，带领他们走过这些风暴。
And right now, Lord, we want to proclaim our joy for you. Thank you.
主啊，我们现在想要向你宣称，我们在你里面有喜乐，感谢主。
We offer our hearts, our worship, our lives to you, Lord.
我们把我们的心，我们的赞美，我们的生活都交给你，主。
And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.